What's going on, K-Dub Palace? We back with another episode. I'm your host, K-Dub, and today we have some topics in mind I want to discuss. Real quick episode. We're not gonna do too much in this episode. So for starters, we have some injuries to talk about, you know. We have some injuries. You have some losing that's been happening lately in the NBA. Right now, it's a lot of star players that's out right now. But before we get to the injuries, we're gonna start off with teams that have came up short this week. So we're gonna start off with the Lakers. The Lakers lost to Memphis with no AD. He at the time he was out with a heel injury. I think he got hit in the eye last night against the Raptors. His status is kind of up in the air for the next game. But that game was kind of like a back and forth. You know, LeBron and Ja went back and forth. You know, I think Ja scored on one end and hit the two small on Gabe Vincent. And then LeBron kind of went back down on the other end and scored on them. Then he hit them with the two small. Then Ja went back and scored another bucket on the team. And after Ja scored, he kind of ran up behind LeBron and bumped him. And Ja ended up getting the tech for that. But Ja's response to that was, I don't like him. That's basically what Ja said about the Lakers. He said he don't like them because they beat them in the playoffs his first year, and then the second season when last year when he was out with a shoulder injury. I think what Ja was talking about was they were doing a lot of taunting last year when Ja was out, and Ja took that personal. And I think I know what Ja is talking about. I don't know why the media and the people on TV didn't bring this up, but the reason why Ja did that and kind of say he don't like him is because last year the Lakers were in a close game against Memphis, and a lot of their team was hurt. A lot of players on the team were hurt, and LeBron kind of came down and kind of, I think he had got like an and one bucket, I think, and Ja was standing up. He was standing up courtside, and LeBron kind of walked over and kind of got in Ja's face a little bit, and Ja kind of like shoved him a little bit. And I think that's what Ja was talking about last year when they were doing a lot of tripping when he was, when he was hurt. And I think that's what he was talking about. But I'm with Ja. I mean, you don't play for you don't fully play basketball for 2 years. And you know, a lot of people have kind of been talking, and you know, they've been kind of running their mouth for having they've had your name in their mouth, and you kind of couldn't do nothing about it because you was either hurt or you was on suspension. And now that he's healthy, well, now we're gonna get the job later. He's injured right now for about a few weeks, I think. So, but yeah, like when you can't do nothing about it, you're kind of looked at like the weak link, even though he's not the weak link. But at the time, he probably felt like that. So yeah, that game was kind of like a back and forth, but the Grizzlies ended up winning. Like I said, AD was hurt. But you like to see that competitiveness between two star players. You know, it's needed. You know, and a player like Ja is needed in this league because a lot of players are friendly, and Ja, Ant-Man, Devin Booker. There are a couple other players who aren't as friendly. You know, I know if I was in the league, I wouldn't be friendly either. You know what I mean? But yeah, but shout out to Ja. Ja is hurt right now, which we're finna get into. But the next game I want to talk about is the Hornets played the Pistons last week, and Brandon Miller hit a put back shot, which was a buzzer beater for them, which they ended up winning a game against the Pistons. I'm gonna get to my top three players that's cooking right now in the league. It's a few, but before we get to that, we gotta talk about the Bucks. What's going on in Milwaukee right now? It's sad. It's sad. The Bucks fall 2-2 They fall 2-8. They're struggling right now currently. You can just tell that there's no chemistry within the team. You know, everybody keeps saying, oh, Chris Middleton's hurt, Chris Middleton's hurt. I don't think Chris Middleton is the full answer. Everybody is saying that Doc Rivers needs to be fired. I've heard his record is like 19-23 from when he became coach for the Bucks, compared to 30-13 when Adrian Griffin was a head coach. If you ask me, I just think Dame and Giannis don't have a real connection on and off the court. I don't think Dame and Giannis are really cool like that. I think they're just business partners. That's what I think. Because if they really had a real friendship or, you know, on the court, off the court, you would see them winning games. I just think it's a chemistry issue with them too. You know, you don't see a lot of pick and rolls with him and Giannis. You know, it's like I said last episode, Dame does a lot of pick and rolls with Brooke Lopez or Bobby Portis. But yeah, I just don't think him and Dame got chemistry. You know, they've said on media day that neither one of them had linked up the whole summer, you know, so that's kind of concerning. You know, I just don't think him and Dame have a great relationship. You know, I feel like Dame is kind of closed off. I don't think Dame is really like a type to, you know, make a lot of friends in the league, you know, which is understandable. But if you're a team, I think you need to build a relationships within your team. You know, I think that's needed. That's my thing. That's my thing with that. But the Bucks definitely need to make a change. I think a trade is needed. I think Chris Middleton gets traded. At this point, you have to trade Chris Middleton. You know, last night they lost to the Bucks, and you seen Giannis reached out for a handshake for Jaylen Brown, and Giannis had pulled the handshake back and kind of he faked the handshake to Jaylen Brown. That just shows like the child. That just sort of shows like the, like, you know, it's like some frustration with that. You know, they just came here and they beaten us, and you know, I'm not about to show you no respect right now. You know. I think that was a little petty on Giannis' part, a little immature, you know, to reach out for a handshake and then kind of like fake it. You know, that's just like frustration within them losing right now, you know. The energy with the Bucks right now, I don't know. I'm not in the locker room, but I can tell you it's not good. It doesn't look good. And a move definitely has to be made. Either you fire Doc Rivers or you make a trade. And offseason, you really didn't get nobody. You got Gary Trent Jr. That's really all you got. You know, it's showing that Drew Holiday was somebody that they shouldn't have traded away. It's showing. Even if Drew Holiday was to stay, I still think they would have went to the finals. That's just me. But anyway, we'll get back. Anyway, hopefully they'll turn things around, you know. We have some unfortunate injuries just happening around the league. Ja is week to week with a hip injury. Desmond Bain has an oblique injury. Marcus Smart out with an ankle. Tyrese Maxey is out for a few weeks with a hamstring. My favorite player, and this is kind of disappointing. They was on a 7-game winning streak, and now they might end up losing some games and sliding in the conference until he gets back. But KD's out with a cape. KD's out with calf injury for 2-3 weeks. It's unfortunate because KD was balling. The team was winning. The chemistry was great. And now this happens. And you see last night, they went to overtime against the Kings, and they lost. If KD was playing, they wouldn't have even went to overtime. The game would have ended. No overtime. But still disappointing on my end. You know what I mean? Because the Suns were looking good. The chemistry was looking good. And now it's looking like Devin Booker is going to have to pick up the slack. So KD is back, but you know, hopefully KD is back soon. Joel Embiid is not on that. He's not on the IR anymore. I think he served his 3-game suspensions already. I'm assuming Embiid is going to be coming back soon. I'm assuming, but who knows? The Sixers are looking kind of banged up. They lost to the Lakers the other night. Paul George, come off of an injury. You know, he's kind of slowly kind of getting back, but he hasn't really shown. He hasn't really shown us anything from last season. Like I said, he's come back from injury, so it's gonna take him some time. And he's not playing with both stars. He's not playing with both of his star players right now, his star teammates right now. So, give it some time. I wouldn't panic. But Zion, he just can't get it together, man. Zion is out indefinitely with a hamstring injury as well. It's a lot of injuries going on. It's a lot of injuries going on. Hold on, y'all. I got the window open, my bad, y'all. But yeah, slight injuries going on. It's like an injury bug going around the league right now. Be a basketball is not really fun to watch right now. Everybody's getting hurt, you know, but it's part of the game, so you gotta deal with it. But Giannis, man, he had 43 and 13 against the Celtics, and you know, Giannis has been putting up numbers and he's been losing. So yeah, man, hopefully everybody gets healthy. Hopefully everybody turns the losing streaks around, and you know, and we can kind of have a watchable season without a lot of distractions going on. But anyway, back on topic, I have a top three players that I want to talk about. One, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball, he is cooking right now. He's averaging. Let's look at these averages real quick from LaMelo Ball, because he's been balling. The Hornets have shocked me. They've been winning some games. I think they're in the top 5 seed. But LaMelo's averaging 29.4 points per game with 6.2 assists, 4.9 rebounds, averaging 1.5 steals a game. LaMelo is looking like he's back. He's back to that player. Their team also needs to get healthy. As well, no, I'm not a fan of Grant Williams. I've never have. I've always thought Grant Williams was a clown to me. If we're being honest with you, he pretends to be this tough guy when he's not. I don't like people who play like who try to be tough when they're not. I don't like that. But anyway, that's off topic. But back to the Hornets, man. They look. They're not gonna make the playoffs. But when they get healthy, when they get Miles Bridges back, Brandon Miller can stay consistent. I think the Hornets need more veterans. I feel like they have a true point guard. Now they have to build around LaMelo and Brandon Miller. I think Miles Bridges is another part of that team. That's kind of moving forward in the franchise. I think their three-headed monster right now is LaMelo, Brandon Miller, and Miles Bridges. That's your big three. And with them, I feel like you need defenders and shooters. So the Hornets need a true shooting guard, somebody who can like come in and catch and shoot, you know, off the dribble shoot, but can also defend. I feel like Brandon Miller can be that two-way, you know, that wing defender. You know, they have the wing player in Brandon Miller. Miles Bridges, athletic, can shoot. You know, tough. I think they need a big man. They definitely need a big man. I wish they would have kept like Mason Plumlee. I thought he was a solid big man for them. But yeah, I think they need a big man. They definitely need a bench. I forget his name, but T-Man off the bench. He's a bucket. He's nice. I've been watching him play. He's nice. I think they just need a bench. They need a big man. They need a shooter, like a real shooter. You know, they just need some. They need veterans, a bench, and a big man. And I think they'll be good. I feel like the first year when LaMelo was there, I feel like their team was solid. They had Terry Rozier. They had Devontae Graham. They had Mason Plumlee, Gordon Hayward. They had players that can kind of come in off LaMelo. I feel like, you know, if they would have kept them, they would have been a playoff team by now. But LaMelo can definitely have a team in the playoffs. But he needs to be healthy, and the team has to be healthy. That's been their problem. It's just health and making bad business moves within the team, just trading away certain players or just not building the right pieces around. But they have Brandon Miller. But I think they do need a big man. Definitely a big man. Somebody who can protect the rim. You know, they already have shooters. They just need somebody who can protect the rim. Maybe they can go out and get like players like Andre Drummond and, you know, somebody like players like that, like a players like that, like a Zubac, who know their role. Like, if they would got Zach Edey instead of Memphis, I think Zach Edey would have been. But Zach Edey's good where he's at right now with Ja. So, yeah, they definitely need like a big man. But Charlotte's a nice team. My third player. Let me look at the standings. For being honest, LaMelo's been the only one that's been sticking out to me. But as I look at the standings, I mean, you gotta go with the Cavs, right? So you gotta go with Donovan Mitchell. Now they're still undefeated. They're 11-0. They haven't lost. Donovan Mitchell has been cooking as of late. And Donovan Mitchell. It definitely, and if we're being honest, I have to be honest. The Brooklyn Nets have surprised me. They've been competing against very good teams, and they've been winning or they've been losing by not much. They've been very competing. Cam Thomas is a bucket. Dennis Schroeder's a bucket. Ben Simmons is iffy. He's not. He's just not bad. He's just not himself. But I like how Cam Thomas and the boys are. They're competing and they're proven to the league that they can be a playoff team. The Pistons are playing average basketball. They're not the worst team no more as of right now. You know, they're playing competitive too. Cade Cunningham is balling, you know. But not but the Brooklyn Nets, I have to give to Cam Thomas. He's been balling lately. He's really been balling lately. The Brooklyn Nets, they've been competing. You know, they've been beating teams. I know they beat the Bucks. They beat championship type teams. So, shout out to Brooklyn. But yeah, y'all, that's all I have today. I'm nothing crazy. Tomorrow the NBA Cup starts. We have the Mavs and Warriors. You know, Klay goes back to Golden State. The Knicks and Sixers. I think Joel Embiid might play tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'll get back to y'all on that. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. You know what I mean? It's a lot of great basketball being played. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of teams are getting hit with the injury bug right now. I like how Denver been playing. You know, Russ is showing that he has an impact on the Nuggets right now. The Rockets, you know, Jalen Green is, you know, he's cooking right now. You know, he's showing that he's one of the top guards in the league. You know, it's a lot of players that's doing their thing right now. I'm looking at the standings. You know, Golden State, they've been winning 8-2, third. Memphis has been winning. The Timberwolves, they're 6-4 right now. They're average, but you know, Anthony Edwards has been playing out of his mind. But yeah, other than that, you know, everybody's becoming playing solid. You know, OKC just lost Chet. I've got Chet. He has a hip injury. I think it's it's a word called italic. He has an italic fracture, I think is what it's called. He's out for 8 to 10 weeks. That's very unfortunate. You know, for OKC, they're going to lose one of their star players. As y'all know, Paolo Banchero, he's still out. DeJounte Murray still out with a fractured hand. There's a lot of players that's hit the injury bug, but hopefully everybody can get healthy by the end of the month. Well, by the end of the year, hopefully start 2025 nice and healthy. But yeah, man, that's it. That's all I have for today. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the episode. Make sure y'all subscribe and listen to my podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, K-Dub. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at DripGuyK-Dub. On my YouTube link is in my Instagram bio. Yeah, man, that's all we have for today, man. Hopefully y'all enjoy the rest of the week of basketball. Shout out to USC. They got the win. USC got the win for women's basketball, Juju. You know, cooking as usual. Flage and LSU, they've been blowing out teams by 50-60. Both teams have been blowing each other out by 50-60. Cooper Flag and Duke got the win. Basketball. Mikey Williams hasn't played for UCF yet. I'm going to try and check on that. But besides that, man, but I have to say this right now. My Philadelphia Eagles got the win against the Cowboys yesterday. Shout out to the Eagles. Shout out to Saquon Barkley, my guy. I will be going to the they play the Commanders here in D.C. December 22nd. I will be there. And right now, my Eagles look good, and the Cowboys are trash. And my Eagles look good. So, yeah. Great start to my week. Buddy, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. I'm probably going to come back with another episode sometime this week or probably at the beginning of next week. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm your host, K-Dub, and we out. I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode.